Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The former Penn State defensive lineman is here with us right now. Brandon, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for it. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Can't complain. You know, like we were texting earlier, man, I was out finishing up the leaves in the front yard. My phone just went absolutely crazy, which meant something happened at Penn State, and then I got the news. So I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, just getting ready for the holidays, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, it looks like we have white smoke, and it looks like Matt Campbell is going to be the next head football coach at Penn State, assuming that the ball is on the one and they get the touchdown and they have the announcement coming up in, the next 48 hours or so. What's your reaction of Matt Campbell being the one that replaces James Franklin?
I like it. I like it. I really do. I feel like Matt's a guy that is kind of, seems to me to be a little bit of an old school football coach. He's been at places where you've had to bring in talent and develop them to be good. Does more with less kind of thing. And he's also, man, Zach, he's honestly, like, if you think about Matt Campbell every single year, right, for, I don't know, maybe probably the last five, maybe more, his name is in the top 3 to 5 names for almost every program that is looking for a new head coach. And he's wanted to stay in Ames. He doesn't entertain offers. I think he interviewed for the Bears job last year. So he's a guy that people have wanted in other places for almost as long as he's been at Ames because of what he did there. And we were able to get him even after we made an absolute mess of it for a while.
Yeah, like, where do you think the Penn State program is at? Like, now we know Matt Campbell is going to be the guy. Pat Kraft is still the athletic director. The last 50 days, the first 20, let's say, were fine, right? No problem with it. And then really the last 3 weeks, this got to a crazy point. And really the last week, I couldn't even write this script. But where do you think the Penn State program is at right now?
Well, I was joking with a buddy that I do some media stuff up in State College with, and we were talking about it. So this is our penance for having like 50 years of like consistency. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, like we're out in the real world, and it's like, whoa, like what's going on here? So I don't know what happened, right? And I mean, it was a mess. There's no doubt about it. There's definitely things that I think everybody that has an emotional attachment and pride in being a Penn Stater is uncomfortable with and a little bit embarrassed about, right? You know what I mean? Like, but it's also the first time we've kind of gone through something like this as a university, you know what I mean? And this true sense of a hiring, a firing and a hiring of a football coach as a big time operation. So I'm glad they ended up getting a guy that I think was high on the list before all of this stuff started. I wish it would have gone smoother. I'm glad we helped everybody create a ton of content over the last 30 days. But I'm also very, very glad, Zach, that it is over, my friend.
Did you think,
hopefully,
Brandon? Yeah.
Hopefully. I don't want to, look, man, I don't want, like you said, like, I'm don't say anything till the ink is dry guy. So I want to, I really hope this is done.
Yeah, hopefully there's not a cookie company that has big boosters in Ames, Iowa. If that's the case, you may be screwed. Brandon Noble here with us. When you get back to the decision to get rid of James Franklin, I know some people the last week or two, they've been saying, hey, it's a bad decision. I always thought it was the right decision. I understand what James Franklin did was really good for Penn State in a much needed time. I think his tenure will be remembered very fondly. But when you get so close and yet so far, you can't just keep on expecting the same results and just accepting them. That's why I was fine with Pat's initial decision to get rid of James Franklin.
Absolutely, 100%. James did an amazing job there. One thing that I have said forever is, and I obviously, like everything else in football, I stole it from somebody else, right? To win 10 games at any level of football is hard to do. And James did it consistently, right? He definitely did. I think that just like in Philadelphia, you know, things ran its course with Andy Reid. Yeah. Just like you're looking in Pittsburgh, it looks like things have kind of run its course with Mike Tomlin. James and Penn State had run its course, right? And I think that works both ways. I do think, and I think this is where the national media misses a little bit of it, the relationship between James and almost everybody outside of the Lash building had gotten a little contentious, right? Like, I don't think he felt appreciated. I don't know how much he really liked being there, to be bluntly honest with you, after a while. And the other thing is, I think the messaging, the way that he communicated things out to the masses, wore on Penn Staters, right? There was always a complaint. There was always, we weren't doing enough. It was always these other things, as opposed to like, man, like, I just can't get it done right now. Like, as much as I hate coach speak, like when the head coach stands up and goes, man, it's on me. Didn't get it done. You know, it was always like, we need this. We need that. We don't have that. 90%. 99% of fan bases would love this.
We need an airport. We didn't have the kids sit in the first row of class. Like, that's why, really, the last 3-4 years, I've been nice talking about James Franklin, because it's one thing to lose, but the excuses when you lose.
Yes.
I'm not even a Penn State guy. People say all the time, I hate Penn State, right? And the constant excuses, it just made me lose my mind because I couldn't take them anymore.
Yeah, and I think that, like I said, it just ran its course. You know what I mean? The relationship had run its course on both sides. And look, jokingly, like, if you've ever been to Blacksburg, Virginia, and I have, I grew up in Virginia. I almost went to Virginia Tech. Like, you think the State College airport is small? Like, go to Blacksburg. You know, so again, you know, it, look, and I think, I hope, and I mean this sincerely, I hope that he has a great tenure at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, because I think college football is better when the Hokies are playing good ball. And I hope that Penn State now, because of what James did, Matt Campbell has the opportunity to come in here with tons of resources, with great facilities, with a national brand, a national reputation, and hopefully do something amazing with it and get over the hump that James wasn't quite able to do at Penn State.
This is a huge step up going from Iowa State to Penn State. They just got rid of James Franklin. The goal now is to win a national championship. You're knowing Penn State better than anybody. What does Matt Campbell need to understand about Penn State to do what James Franklin couldn't do?
Well, I think the big thing is going to be is messaging, right? Is messaging. And I think one thing that Penn Staters got very used to was this idea of, you know, we're going to work hard. Right, we're going to stuck with trust the process. We're going to do all these things, you know. And like, I went into every game playing for Joe Paterno thinking no matter who we were playing was the greatest football team we ever saw in our entire lives. And I think Penn State got stuck in the messaging world this year. Expectations were super high. Things fell apart. I honestly believe that for Matt to be successful there, he needs to bring in a great coaching staff. They need to use the resources available to get the best players available, but also players that fit Penn State, develop them, right? And then just lay it out there. I look like people in Happy Valley, believe it or not, people don't believe this right now. We are a very forgiving and understanding fan base, right? Like, we really are. And we just want, we want the teams to play hard. We want them to be good, do the right things, like graduate, be good kids, all those things. Like, that's really all most college programs want. If he does those things, I believe that with all the resources and the kids that he can recruit there, that they'll be in that playoff picture as much as humanly possible.
I know LeVar Arrington spoke about this. How much of a problem is Jay Paterno from your understanding?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I think that that's one of the deals, man, up there, right? Is like, the Paterno, and I'm not saying this negatively about the Paterno family, right? But they're there, right? And that's a huge thing in state college. That name goes a long way. And Jay's been very involved with everything, right? He has stayed in town. He is, I think he's on the board. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he's been very involved. And you know, he feels like his father was done wrong. And so, again, I thankfully do not live in state college anymore. I love that place. But I don't live there, right? So I don't know the intricacies of it. It's hard, though, when you've got two competing factions within the university. And part of it is the university's kind of need and want to kind of pull away from the Paterno name. James's complete inability to even mention Joe's name. So that kind of tells you what he thought about the whole thing, right? And then Jay still being there, right? And thinking, hey, like, my dad was a huge part of why this place is what it is. So like I said, man, I know LeVar had some strong words today. I don't know enough about it, but I would love to see everybody get on the same page up there, because I think everybody wants the same thing, right, which is to put a great football program team on the field, have the ability to be in the mix to win a national title every 3 to 4 years, right, and then at the same time continue with the kind of success with honor idea tradition that, hey, look, we're gonna graduate and take young men and turn them into good members of society.
I don't know how you feel about this one, Brandon Noble, but whoever recorded this Pat Kraft meeting with the players, they got to find out who they were, and they can't let that player, or if it's a staffer, you know, that would really be something. They can't let that person be back with this program anymore.
Yeah, that was kind of a weird deal, right? I'm not a fan of that at all. And I don't think Pat
looked bad in it. Like, don't get me wrong, there's some crazy things that were said, but you have an honest conversation, a team meeting, that's like a sacred thing. You don't just release that.
No doubt. And you don't. I agree with you. And really, to me, it's that, right? It's like, there are things, one of the things about football, right, is that there are a lot of things that are kind of kept in-house, good, bad, or indifferent. But that's the way, it's kind of like a family, right? Like, I don't air my family's business out in public, and there's some legal issues there too, to be completely honest with you, beyond that. But yeah, I think whoever kind of was responsible for that needs to be taken care of.
Let me ask you this. If someone has the opinion today, and I think most of it is positive about Matt Campbell landing at Penn State, hey, he's the coach at Iowa State, hey, you know, is it really going to work at Penn State? What would you say to someone that is doubting the Matt Campbell hire today?
I think, look what he did at Iowa State. But Iowa State, man, like, for people that are older than 20, you know what I mean? Like, Iowa State didn't even exist when you talked about college football. You know, and he took that team and made them a contender in that conference, right? He developed players. He put guys in the NFL. They did a great job with the resources that they had. And I think that is a really – that's the mark of a good football coach. And I think Matt Campbell's a good football coach, and I think that's what we need in state college. And I think that with what he has done with less, now you give him more – and hopefully he can do more with it.
Last thing I'll ask you, the Kalani Sitake situation, if he would have been the hire, how do you think people would have reacted to that in state college?
I think everybody, I mean, look, I think it would have been a head scratcher. I think it was a head scratcher for everyone anyways, right? Just, I mean, knowing Sitake, right, he's a BYU guy, right? You know what I mean? Like it was just weird. It came out of left field. It was weird. I think people would have loved him. I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, people, we just love that place, right? We love that program. We love the head coach until it becomes contentious. You know, so I think it would have been a head scratcher. I think it would have been really interesting to watch that whole thing evolve. And to me, it was one of those deals where it didn't seem to fit culturally, right? And what I mean by that is you go back to, like, you know, like hiring whoever was the guy that they hired after Bo Pelini in Nebraska, right? Mm-hmm. Or when they sent Rich Rod to Michigan, right? There are just certain things about the places, you know, about certain universities and football programs that are cultural, right? And I used, like, the Bronco Mendenhall, like, he came out to UVA, right? And that didn't work. You know what I mean? And not that Bronco's a bad football coach, but he won at BYU. But, like, it's just, you know, like, it's like Joe Moorhead going to Mississippi State. You know, hell, I mean, to use a terrible example, Brian Kelly at LSU. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain – right, exactly. So it's just one of those things that I think because of the kind of program that we – are the people that I believe that we have in State College and the fan base, and I think he's a genuinely good person, talking about Satake, I think it would have been a curious beginning. It might have worked. It might not have. But it was definitely one that had me scratching my head when it got tossed out there.
Yeah, honestly, and you know, the way that I know Pat Kraft, it kind of would have been a Pat Kraft hire where there's a coaching search, not a lot was said, name comes out of nowhere, then they hire the coach, and their energies, I think, match. And I think after the press conference, people would have been like, okay, you know, I was questionable at first, but this guy's a good dude. He's going to run the football. He's going to have his team play tough defense. I think people would have come around on it, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, you know what's been really great, Zach, is to actually kind of watch this, like, odd connection now on social media between the BYU fan base and the Penn State fan base. Like, it's awesome. It's really funny. You know what I mean? After the whole crumble cookie thing, you know, went down, and, like, they started donating to the State College Food Bank. It's actually been kind of fun to watch on Twitter. Or X, or whatever the heck they call that thing now.
Yeah, well, he is Brandon Noble. Brandon, appreciate the time. Thanks for the perspective and the insight today.
Yeah, man, anytime, Zach. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.